When considering Guillermo Mesa's La Nopaleta from 1946, it is first helpful to understand what a nopaleta is, as it is not a common term outside of Mexico. Grown in Mexico, nopales are the pads of the prickly pear cactus, which we see here in Mesa's image. Nopales are edible and are a staple of many traditional Mexican dishes. A nopaleta, on the other hand, can refer both to the patch where these cacti grow or to a woman who sells nopales. There are many women who make their living as vendors of nopales. They sell them in street corners all over Mexico. In Mexico City, for example, it is a common sight to see nopaletas sitting on the ground on public sidewalks, selling nopales to customers out of baskets. Mesa's painting ambiguously alludes to these two meanings of the word nopaleta, both the cactus patch and the woman associated with them, and he shows these two elements united in the same composition. Mesa's painting is a closely cropped image of a woman's face surrounded by the prickly pear cacti. It is interesting that the artist chose to focus on the woman's face rather than to show the nopaleta in the midst of her trade, in keeping with the visual arts convention of representing street types, such as vendors, practicing their trade in public spaces. Rather than defining the nopaleta by her trade, Mesa focuses on her face, which serves to individualize her. We look up at her as she gazes off into the distance, which confers upon her a sense of presence, even dignity. Mesa's treatment gives agency to an individual from an often overlooked social position. Mesa also employs many formal devices that create parallels between the woman and the surrounding cactus plants. Firstly, she is situated directly in the center of the dense cactus patch, almost seeming to grow out of it herself. Secondly, the shape of the woman's face is mirrored by the cactus at her left, whose round form and protruding nose-like element resemble the profile of a human face. Finally, and most apparently, the woman's skin is of a similar green hue to the nopales, and even her hair seems to taper out into little points, not unlike the brown spines covering the surface of the cacti. The woman therefore seems to be one with the cacti. This suggests a sense of unity with the landscape, in keeping with particular conventions in the arts which associate the Mexican people with the land. This association is strengthened by the fact that nopales can be seen as a national symbol or a stand-in for Mexico due to their prominence in the landscape and in traditional cuisine.